There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are talking green energy this morning. A lot of talk about electric cars and getting people to adopt them. We are joined on the line now by a representative from Mazda, Nicholas Mitanas, who is an advisor to the Mazda CEO. Mazda has just recently invested around $86 million in a UK fund that's been set up to improve electric vehicle charging. Nicholas, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
What can you tell us about this investment?
Let me first introduce Mazda, if I may. So we're part of the Mubadala Investment Company, which is a diversified Abu Dhabi sovereign wealth fund. And we at Mazda handle the sustainability sector. So essentially we invest in renewable energy on the power generation side, solar and wind mainly, as well as sustainable real estate here in Mazda City in Abu Dhabi. So as part of our investments in the sector, we identified early on that the electrification of mobility as a sector is a key driver for decarbonization and a key megatrend. And I say this because 15% of global carbon emissions come from the transport sector, 70% of that is the road sector itself. So at Mazda, we started investing in the sector early on with the establishment of the PRT. This is a semi-autonomous electric vehicle that was operational at Mazda City since 2010. We have recently extended our investments by introducing an autonomous electric vehicle by Navia, and you can see this in Mazda City if you visit us. And we also invested in manufacturing an electric bus that operates here in Abu Dhabi. So as part of this knowledge of the sector, we wanted to see how we take advantage of this opportunity. We looked at the value chain. We thought investing on the charging infrastructure itself is something that makes us comfortable. We are not in the business of manufacturing vehicles. We are not in the business of mining rare minerals. So investing in charging infrastructure is the play for us. And the reason why we did it now, and that's an important point, is because we're reaching a tipping point for the sector. It's the confluence of the economics, of the governmental policy and governmental support. Various schemes are being introduced, and also consumer awareness. So we believe that these three reasons make this investment timely.
Why invest in a UK infrastructure fund, though?
So when you look at where to invest globally, you have many opportunities, but when you try to identify the top five, UK does come up in the top five. It is a country with high consumer awareness of environmental issues. It has high disposable incomes, and the vehicles themselves remain fairly expensive. So you need a populace that has the ability to acquire the cars. And we believe that the UK government is committed to the electrification. Also, you have to look at every investment at the supply and demand. We believe that the market is very fragmented at the moment. It is, again, reaching the growth curve that makes it attractive. And we have a long-term thesis that appears to us very robust.
I'm looking at the UK market, Nicola. In the UK, there are 9,300 EV charging points, something like that. It's grown absolutely massively over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But that compares to 8,400 or so petrol stations. But the petrol stations have each got sort of, you know, anything from sort of 8 to 20 pumps. So, you know, you're looking at many multiples of that 8,400. That was effective just last month. So there looks like there's a massive, massive demand if you're going to service all of the electric cars that are due to come online. How many are you looking to support or to build or to finance?
Well, it will depend on the type of charger that you actually install, because you have to understand not every charger is like every other charger. It depends on the power rating. It can cost you anywhere from £5,000 to install a charger to £200,000. It depends on the power rating. We are looking at specifically rapid public chargers. You have to understand that one major difference between owning an internal combustion engine vehicle versus owning an electric vehicle is the amount of time it takes to fuel your car or charge your car in the latter case. The battery needs to be charged in an amount of time that is convenient to you, the consumer. Otherwise, it just isn't practical for you. So that will determine the number of chargers. We expect that over the next couple of years, the number of rapid chargers in the UK will have to double. And that is as demand for electricity increases.
What are the rapid chargers doing the charging? About what, 10 minutes, something like that?
That will depend on the rating of the charger. If I take the average car battery that is 50 kilowatt hours of capacity and say that an average rapid charger is 100 kilowatts, then it takes about half an hour to charge your vehicle.
This may be a very simple question, but does every single car have the same plug? They've got the ability to take a charge from a 3-pin plug, from a rapid charger. It's not like VHS and Betamax. So there's only one plug, is there? Only one type of plug?
Well, unfortunately, manufacturers never really coordinate on this thing.
Yeah.
But fortunately enough, there are adapters you can use, and as long as the network is not proprietary and is open to the public, then you should be able to use any kind of charger.
Nicholas Mutinus, the advisor to the Mazda CEO, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.